Yeah. Ralph Wayne started teaching me to fly. I flew about 45 minutes with him. I was doing pretty good. You know, but in those days, if you could land and take off, they'd let you go. You were a pilot. You didn't have to have any, you could haul people around or anything. You didn't have to have a license or so many hours. Now you got to have, what, 200 hours before they let you have a license or anything. Yep. Ralph was a good guy. I flew with him in that Blanca, and I bet you there isn't too many guys left that flew in a Packard diesel engine in an airplane. And Brother Fallis, a Catholic priest here, brought one in, and I helped him work on it, and Ralph asked me if I'd like to go up with him when he checked it out. The Brother Fallis was checking him out, so I said, sure. So I rode in the front seat with Ralph. And we made six touch and goes around the field. You know, land, never stopped it, take off, go around, and then land. And I noticed, I told Ralph at the time, I said, Ralph, this is a real rough machine. I said, there must be something wrong with the engine, or the prop, out of balance or something, you know. Well, it wasn't that at all with the engine. Rough engine, you know. So on the trip to Nome, when they left here, they went to Nome, and before they got up there, here comes my kid. They shoveled, they fiddled up the oil tank. Yeah, busted the oil tank. They had to build a new oil tank up there.